Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It is one of the deadliest accidents in India's rail history. CBS's Remy Innocencio has the story.
This surge of wounded and dazed victims overwhelming small local hospitals. I held onto something when everything in the train started flying around, said this survivor. People fell all over each other. As dawn broke, search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled heap.
More than 280 people have been killed, at least 900 injured in that derailment. A government audit finds that an agency charged with keeping roads safe is too slow with its investigations.
Problems at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation limit the agency's ability to respond to rapidly evolving problems or severe risks to auto safety. That according to an audit by the Department of Transportation Inspector General. Some of the reasons, lack of an integrated computer system for probes and not consistently following its own procedures for making safety problems a high priority.
CBS is Jennifer Kuiper. No default now that Congress has passed the debt ceiling bill, but the U.S. still is not out of the woods.
The president will likely sign that compromise bill as soon as later today. But for at least one of the credit rating agencies, the deal didn't come soon enough, and they're keeping the U.S. on a watch list for a potential downgrade.
CBS's Christina Ruffini says Congress had until June 5th to pass the bill or risk default. New research from Bank of America shows pay increases when changing jobs are down from the great resignation levels. But CBS's Irina Ivanova says switching might still pay off.
The rate of people quitting jobs for any reason is almost down to its pre-pandemic levels. And along with that, we're seeing the bonuses, the raises that people get for switching jobs, come down, not quite to pre-pandemic levels, but close.
CBS's Steve Kathan reports on an upcoming labor action.
Journalists plan to walk off their jobs next week at publications owned by Gannett, the largest newspaper chain in the country. Their union says that mostly one-day strike will start June 5th. It aims to protest the company's leadership and cost-cutting measures imposed since its 2019 merger with Gatehouse Media.
Federal investigators looking into the death of an 8-year-old in custody of Border Control say a nurse notified about the child's medical conditions denied repeated requests to call an ambulance.
Her fever at one point the day before she passed away had spiked to nearly 105 degrees. Why that didn't raise alarms for these medical contractors is part of that investigation.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it. Because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run. Because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. And you can listen to us as you probably are now. And if you ever leave the area, or you're traveling, or you have friends outside of the listening area, and you think it would be a benefit for them to listen to the show, they can listen anywhere around the world by going to the website, TerryTalksNutrition.com, and go to the radio show section and click on live. Just adjust your times wherever you are to be on the same time as we are here in the Central Standard Time in the Midwest of America. Or if you miss a show, you can go back to our archive section of the radio shows, and you can pull up any radio show you like at your convenience. You don't have to be on time with us. You don't have to be live with us. Whenever you want to listen to a show, at your convenience, just pull up a show and you can listen. While you're there on our website, I would ask you to sign up for our newsletter. We send you out a newsletter every Friday to your email address. Sign up for it. And if you miss any newsletters, or if you have never gotten a newsletter yet, many, many newsletters have been archived on the website. So you can go in and listen, or excuse me, read any of them you like, whenever you like. And if you're looking for a specific topic, just note that topic or keyword in the search section of the newsletter, and you'll have 3-4 newsletters pop up with comments regarding your specific request. So there's lots of information on the website. There's podcasts, videos, newsletters, radio show, all kinds of good things to help you have more information as you can be healthier. Today we're going to talk about night vision. So many people stop driving at night because their night vision isn't what it used to be. And it is strictly a nutritional deficiency that will sharpen your night vision. Even around the age of late 50s and 60s, I know people that have stopped driving at night. Or they carpool. Those that can't see the lines in the road, especially when they're wet and it's blacktop. Or they have a halo around the lights. Very annoying, very irritating. But you can sharpen your night vision or anywhere there is diminished lighting, in restaurants or wherever. And you know you can stop allergies very effectively without drugs, without any medication, and without the side effects of those medications. Naturally, reduce allergies. You can build a better brain. In fact, a bigger brain. Now that's amazing. A bigger brain, a better brain with magnesium. Then I'm going to talk to you about some new data on type 2 diabetes. We'll bring you up to date on that today. And we'll also talk about a new study on curcumin for liver cancer. Inflammation from cherry fruit extract. Tart cherry fruit extract. And three ways that ibuprofen has found to be very dangerous. And we're going to talk about how exercise sharpens your brain. There are so many good studies today that prove that nutrition builds a better body, a better health, better function overall, and can prevent and reverse many so-called diseases. I don't call them diseases. When they're called diseases, that gives the drug companies the right, the only right. They're the only ones that can develop a drug prescribed for that disease condition. 98% of all of our so-called diseases are not diseases at all. They are caused by faulty nutrition, bad nutrition, incorrect nutrition, not getting all the vitamins and minerals and the commonly found accessory food factors in the food we eat. How can you be healthy on the American diet? It is absolutely impossible. Much of the nutrition up, strike that word. I didn't mean to say nutrition. Food, it's not nutritious. American food is not nutrition. Nutritious, I should say. Garbage. You can't feed men, women, kids food that is lacking a number of nutrients. How do we make up for those nutrients that we don't get? Well, luckily we can do that with some supplements, but the food is ultra-pasteurized, ultra-processed, ultra-manufactured. It is not natural food. It is processed, ultra-processed, prepared and packaged with only a few healthy ingredients. Maybe it's man-made food. It's not made by nature. Yes, animal protein, dairy, eggs, cheese, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds are produced by nature. But look at all the aisles. 75 to 80% of all supermarkets are made up of ultra-processed, ultra-pasteurized, ultra-manufactured foods that are not fit for human consumption. Oh, sanitarily, yes, but not for nutrition. So be careful of what you eat. So let's get right into our subjects today. Night vision. What should we know about night vision? Well, they're very common, for example. I think the last statistic I saw was 12 million Americans over the age of 40 have problems with their vision. Everything seems to be surrounding 40. The belly comes on at 40. We lose our hair at the age of 40. We need glasses around the age of 40. Lordy, lordy, it's 40. And did you know that by age 60, the human eye requires 3 times more light to see than at age 20? Difficulty seeing clearly at night is extremely common. As I said in the beginning of the program, I know a lot of people, friends, relatives, that when around 60 years of age, they're done driving at night. That is sad. They become dependent on other people. If they go out to dinner with somebody younger, they ask a younger person to pick them up because they don't want to drive to the restaurant after dark sets in. And problems with night vision is usually the first sign of more serious eye problems to come, such as cataracts, clouding in the lens of the eye, causing blurry vision, macular degeneration, deterioration of the center of the retina. The retina is the part of the eye that senses light. Glaucoma, pressure behind the eye, high pressure. And if not treated, that person may go blind in one or two eyes, depending on the pressure and where it is centrally located. And diabetic retinopathy. One of the most common damaging factors that cause blindness. This is damage to the blood vessels in the retina caused by high blood sugar. High blood sugar, based on all the carbohydrates and sugar, refined sugar, consumed by Americans, is the cause of all of our diseases. Not a lack of drugs, not being treated with drugs, but what we eat is causing all of our diseases. And what we don't eat that we should be eating is also causing all of our diseases. We're not getting the requirement of nutrients that the human body needs to maintain a proper metabolic function. So how can we protect our vision? Well, we can do so with two carotenoids, otherwise known as such thing as like beta carotene. Carotenoids are from the very colorful fruits and vegetables. And there are two very specific carotenoids for the eye. Lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, and xanthin, Z-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Lutein and xanthin are carotenoids. Yellow, orange, and red plant pigments, coloring, dyes. Their primary mechanism of action is antioxidant. Our eyes are damaged by oxidative stress. If we could prevent oxidative stress, we would live a lot longer with a higher quality of life than ever before. But all of the really good antioxidants are found in food that is not commonly found in the American diet. They could be, they should be, but people don't make an effort. It has been estimated that only 9% of Americans, now we have about 350 million, right? So about 35 million people in America consume fruits and vegetables, 5 to 7 servings a day. 90% do not eat enough fruits and vegetables and other foods that contain high levels of antioxidants would be spices, nuts, seeds, berries, olive oil, wine. These are all antioxidant components found in these foods. Oxidative damage causes all the damage in our body. When you think of oxidative damage, think of rust, R-U-S-T, metal rust. If it's not protected, if it's not painted, if it's not coated. Now, the coating we need in our body, kind of a silly analogy, but we need protection, like metal needs protection from the elements. The Golden Gate Bridge is painted continuously. When they start at one end and paint all the way to the other end, they start all over again. Because bridges, metal, is damaged by snow, by salt, by mist, by fog. All these elements will rust metal. And all the damage that we have rusts our body, so to speak. Not really rust, but it's oxidative stress. Smoking, any form of tobacco, excessive alcohol, excessive sun, chemicals, pesticides, pollution, sun damaging the eyes. So the primary mechanism of action is to use antioxidants. And lutein and xanthine are powerful plant pigments that act as antioxidants to the eyes. And more significantly, these carotenoids are found in the eyes, and they reduce the risk of cataracts. All the science has proven that these two pigments can and may prevent cataracts, or at least reduce the risk. That's all we can hope for. But I would make sure that I took, and I do take, powerful antioxidants to protect the cells in my body, wherever they are, whether in the eyes or muscles or organs or glands or wherever they are. The more that we have oxidative stress, we need antioxidants. We don't know. You know, I fly all the time. A lot of radiation. We always come into something that is damaging to our body. Excessive sun. When you see a sunburn, that skin has been damaged. And if you see someone out who's living out in the Arizona desert and they smoke and they're out in that hot Arizona sun, you probably see a very wrinkled facial skin, oxidative damage. Also, these carotenoids protect against age-related macular degeneration, commonly known as AMD, and help prevent mild disease from progressing to severe disease. High intake of carotenoids reduce the risk of AMD, macular degeneration, by 43%. They guard the macula from damage caused by blue light. What is blue light? All the screens, computers, TVs, games, whatever. Here's a clinical study of 40 subjects that supplemented their diet with lutein and xanthine, which improved the macular pigment, the optical density, by 40%. The macular pigment absorbs damaging blue light And these two pigments, nutrients, molecules, actually they are actually extracted from plants. Like marigold. The flower marigold is very, very concentrated with lutein and xanthine. That improves the macular pigment by 40%. Now here are some additional beneficial ingredients for vision. How can we also supplement with associated nutrients to these two plant pigments? Well, OPCs for sure. OPCs are key components that are found in the French grapeseed extract. And they prevent or slow the progression of macular degeneration and help prevent the formation of cataracts. Improves the strength of capillaries, feeding the retina to prevent retinopathy. I just had someone ask me about, they have floaters in their eye all the time. The doctor told them not to worry about it. They'll be reabsorbed, but what it is, it's blood dropping. Very small specks of blood. And what that indicates is the strength of the capillaries is so fragile that blood is slipping out of the capillaries, gets into the area of the retina, and you see it as a floater. But that just helps you understand that your arteries and capillaries are unhealthy. And these pigments and OPCs improve the strength of the capillaries, feeding the retina to prevent diabetic retinopathy. And look how many people today have blood sugar problems. 30 to 40 million adults, 18% of children are type 2 diabetics. And 100 million Americans are pre-diabetic. And we also need vitamin A for healthy vision. Vitamin A deficiency causes night blindness. It was a very serious condition going all the way back into the 1930s. Deficiency may be associated with bariatric surgery or other problematic intestinal issues causing poor vitamin A absorption. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin, more difficult to be absorbed systemically. And zinc. Zinc boosts the effects of vitamin A on vision. In a clinical study of gestational night blindness, women treated with a combination of zinc and vitamin A were 4 times more likely to have their night vision restored than the placebo group, which was just zinc alone, did not restore vision. It was beneficial when combined with vitamin A. So here is a really good combination to restore your night vision and reduce the risk of cataracts, reduce the risk of diabetic retinopathy, reduce the risk of macular degeneration. And this formula is combining 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of xanthine with the OPCs from grapeseed, vitamin A, and zinc that will support the health of your eyes and prevent deterioration of your vision. So stop allergies. This is the kind of season we're having when more allergies. I see more people sniffling, their eyes running, their nose dripping, walking around with tissues, allergies. They're not going to kill you, but they're miserable. But maybe some of the drugs that are used to prevent allergies or reduce the effects of allergies are damaging. I don't know if they'll kill you, but they certainly are not harmless. All drugs have their side effects. So what do we use for allergies naturally? And I can guarantee you the substance, a natural herbal substance called quercetin, will give you far better results than the drugs like Benadryl. Quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. It's ideal for all types of lung and respiratory problems, asthma, allergies, COPD, infections, and more. When we have allergies, we have a high level of histamine being released. Quercetin reduces histamine release by as much as 97%. No adverse effects. No drowsiness. No dry eyes or mouth. No blurry vision. No rapid heart rate or blood pressure or low blood pressure. Folks, I've got to pause right here. We have come to the bottom of the hour. We need a break here for a number of commercials to be played and for the station to identify itself. And we're going to come back with more about allergies, more about new data on type 2 diabetes, more on curcumin and liver cancer, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. We're going to be here until the top of the hour, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. We talked about night vision in the first part of the show. If you missed the first part of the show, you might want to listen to this program again, because night vision, not only night vision, but the deficiencies of nutrients, not drugs, nutrients, vitamins, minerals, accessory food factors, and extracts from the flower marigold can improve your night vision, reduce the risk of cataracts, reduce the risk of macular degeneration, reduce the risk of glaucoma. Much more value than a drug that has many side effects. And now the same is true as we are now talking about how to reduce your allergies. And we're talking about the substance called quercetin. It is found in many different plants, natural. And it's ideal for all types of lung, respiratory problems, asthma, allergies, COPD, infections, and more. And quercetin is so effective, it can reduce histamine. Histamine is what's causing all your allergy symptoms. The runny nose, watering eyes, sneezing. You feel miserable. That's because you have a high level of histamine. And quercetin reduces the histamine by as much as 97%. Very safe. No side effects. No adverse effects. But now, that's not true for allergy drugs, which can cause many side effects. Drowsiness. Dry eyes and mouth. Blurry vision. Rapid heart rate and low blood pressure. And here's a fact you may not know. The regular use of drugs like Benadryl can increase your risk of dementia by over 50%. Benadryl and similar drugs block acetylcholine, a natural brain nutrient, which is needed for the brain for learning and memory. And Benadryl blocks that. All those drugs in that category block the natural compound acetylcholine, which is needed for brain function, for learning and memory. So how do you get the best results with quercetin? Well, first of all, quercetin is not easily absorbed. And absorption is everything that makes a difference when you take a supplement or food. Just because you eat a bite of food or you take a supplement doesn't mean all of that of what you ate or all of that you have taken reaches the bloodstream to deliver those nutrients to the cells for better health. Many nutrients, even including drugs, are not easily absorbable or well absorbed. And in the case of quercetin, only 3 to 17% of a typical dose reaches the bloodstream. But now we found from research dating back 125 years, a plant starch called gamma-cyclodextrin safely boosts absorption of quercetin and many other nutrients. So for best results with quercetin, take 50 to 200 milligrams of quercetin plus 250 milligrams of vitamin C complexed with gamma-cyclodextrin for safe and effective relief of allergy symptoms. Amazing results. I have heard from so many people that have switched from Benadryl or those kind of drugs to the natural source of quercetin. Here's what a lady said. Quercetin worked for me when nothing else worked, including Allegra, Florinase, and a bunch of other drugs. I tried all of them, and none of them worked. When quercetin really worked, I had no allergy symptoms. Now we talked a little bit about learning and memory, brain issues. Well, we can build a bigger brain. Now, I always thought we could build a better brain. Now we're hearing we can build a bigger brain. And how can we do that? Magnesium holds the key to build a better, healthier, bigger brain. New study finds people with high magnesium levels, high intake levels, have less age-related brain shrinkage and fewer signs of brain aging and smaller brain lesions. Researchers analyzed the health and dietary intake from 6,000 adults ages 40 to 73. Those with the healthiest brains got at least 550 milligrams of dietary magnesium daily. We can take a magnesium supplement. I like one with magnesium from bisglycinate. It's magnesium attached to glycine. Minerals are not very easily absorbed as well. So when they're chelated to an amino acid, a protein molecule, the protein is easily absorbed, and it drags along with it the mineral, and in this case, the magnesium. It transports it through the intestinal wall very easily into the bloodstream. So the best form is called BIS, B-I-S, glycinate. And there's also good food sources, such as nuts, especially almonds, pumpkin seeds, and spinach are also high in magnesium. Now, the one I like is magnesium glycinate chelate, the BIS glycinate. Very, very well absorbed. It has no laxative effects. If you're getting laxative effects from your magnesium because you're using a magnesium that is not absorbed, it does not get out of the intestinal tract, so it attracts moisture, water, and then you get a really runny stool and you have diarrhea. Some people, they want to use magnesium citrate or magnesium oxide as a laxative. You just have to find the dosage that is correct for you, that gives you a good elimination without going too far and causing diarrhea. But I like to take the very active form of vitamin B6 called P5P. B6 makes magnesium more effective, along with the mineral zinc. I take about 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium daily. Not a laxative. Very highly absorbed, so there is no residue of magnesium left in the intestinal tract. Now, here's some interesting new data on type 2 diabetes. Why do we have such an increase in type 2 diabetes? Well, we consume in the American diet primarily carbohydrates and sugar. When fats were singled out for no real reason, no real research, no studies to prove fats were bad for us, but fats were singled out as being the cause of heart disease and atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. Everybody stopped using fats. Low-fat diets, no-fat diets. We can't live without fats. And we need essential fatty acids to be healthy. But everybody started to reduce their fat intake because, oh, these doctors knew what they're talking about. They didn't. There was no research. It was just from an observational study. So when you take fat out of the diet, food tastes like cardboard. So throw in a lot of sugar and it'll taste good. So the American diet became hooked on carbohydrates and sugar. Now researchers have collected dietary intake data from studies including adults from 184 countries over the last 30 years. Wow, what a study. 184 countries over the last 30 years. And the most important factor associated with type 2 diabetes, now get this, friends, the most important factor associated with type 2 diabetes It's not a disease. The research says it is based on poor dietary choices, meaning we're eating the wrong food, which causes type 2 diabetes. And all we need to do is change the food we're eating, such as adopting the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet, or the Mediterranean diet. Get rid of the carbohydrates, the grains, and any flour produced from grains, sugar, all the pasta, bread, crackers, cookies, all the carbohydrates. Now, poor dietary choices. That means it's on us, you and I. Whatever we choose to eat is causing all of our diseases. And these poor dietary choices are linked to over 70% of the new cases of type 2 diabetes just since 2018. And the more damaging foods, the primary risk factors are refined rice and wheat and processed meat. Not that meat is bad for you, but the ultra-processed cured meats with preservatives and chemicals. And the rate of type 2 diabetes are 20% higher in countries with high intake of high fructose corn syrup. Food is behind the epidemic on type 2 diabetes. It isn't a malfunction of your body. It isn't because God is mad at you. It isn't because your grandma or your great-grandma, or your dad, or whoever. It's what you are eating today, what we are eating today, the choices we make for our food selection is causing type 2 diabetes. You don't need a drug. You need a change of diet. Now, if you're on a drug, I'm not telling you to go off your drug. That's only between you and your physician. But when you look at all the information on type 2 diabetes, it's primarily based on food choices, not on anything else. Let's talk about a new study on curcumin. Curcumin is that spice that has been used for 5,000 years in the Asian countries, particularly in India. And the Indians call it the all-in-one solution. It does everything. It affects more pathways in the body than any other spice, herb, or natural substance. And now this study has come out that shows the involvement of curcumin and liver cancer. Liver cancer can be treated surgically, but not in all patients. The cancer drugs used when surgical treatment is not possible are not highly effective. And the cancer cells tend to quickly become resistant to the drugs. Cancer cells want to survive. They're like a living being of their own. They can hide from the drugs. They build up a resistance to the cancer drugs, like intestinal bugs build up a resistance to antibiotics. These bugs want to survive and thrive. A new study recently published by Dr. Ajay Goyal, the senior director of the Cancer Research Center, City of Hope Hospital in Pasadena, California. They looked at the effects of curcumin in combination with a standard cancer drug against drug-resistant liver cancer cells. The results of this study: curcumin alone reduced cancer cells by up to 50%. Half of them were killed with just curcumin. And while the drug alone, without curcumin, and just the drug being used to treat the cancer patient, only reduced the cancer cells by 20%, much less than curcumin. But now, when the two were combined, and so many times I heard from cancer patients, I'm on chemo. My doctor won't let me take anything else but the chemo. I was on curcumin, but he told me to stop, or she told me to stop. But here is a case where just curcumin reduced cancer cells by 50% when the drug could only do it by 20%. But when the two were combined for the cancer patient, cancer cells were reduced by 80%. Even cancer cells that had been completely resistant to drug therapy, to drug treatment alone, were killed off. Curcumin. Dr. Ajay Goyal has done so much research, probably one of the top scientific researcher worldwide on botanical medicine and the effects on cancer, especially colon cancer. And curcumin, along with andrographis, grapeseed extract, berberine, melatonin, are all very, very powerful molecules to reduce colon cancer, even in the combination with drug therapy. And Dr. Goyal has enlightened many physicians, oncologists, who previously had told their cancer patient to stop taking curcumin. And now, after learning the results from Dr. Ajay Goyal, oncologists are encouraging their patients to take curcumin or some of the other herbal compounds that I mentioned. Inflammation. We have a lot of inflammation, right? As one author put it, we are the nation of inflammation. But we can reduce inflammation. How do we reduce inflammation? Because inflammation is not bad for us. It's good for us. Because if you have an injury, inflammation will surround that damaged area and encourage it to heal. Inflammation is only there, similarly like the fire department is only there when there's a fire. So when you have an injury, it's like a fire. Hot, painful, you feel heat, pain. Those are symptoms of the injury. And the inflammation goes there to put out the fire of the injury, as firemen put out the fire from wherever it is. Inflammation is always good. But we feel the effects of inflammation and we think they're bad. They're not bad. And the only way we can get rid of inflammation is to encourage healing of that injured area. And a study was done to prove that inflammation could be reduced with tart cherry extract. So stop chronic inflammation. We have chronic inflammation because our diet, large quantities of carbohydrates, vegetable oils, and sugar are very stressful and cause inflammation. Whereas tart cherry has been well studied for its use in exercise recovery, reducing post-exercise pain, inflammation, and nerve damage. In a new study, the scientific researchers collected data on the ability of tart cherry to reduce inflammation that is not just associated with exercise, but that is chronic inflammation linked to diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Now, this is all new data. Further, tart cherry extract was always recommended for those that had gout. And it still is true. But now with this new data, we know that tart cherry extract can significantly reduce inflammation. That means it's healing the injured area, healing our body. And as we heal the injured area, we don't have inflammation. If you sprain an ankle or twist a knee, and you will have inflammation, all the signs and symptoms are there to prove you have an inflammatory process going on. But in a week or two, as that injured area heals, the inflammation goes away. But why, as humans, do we have chronic inflammation? Because we are chronically damaging our body with carbohydrates, sugar, vegetable oils, smoking, excessive drinking, excessive sun, all the things that cause an inflammatory process. So these researchers gathered data from 9 previously published studies on tart cherry and found that its use was associated with significant reductions in inflammatory C-reactive protein levels, otherwise known as CRP. That is a marker in your body that your doctor can test for. And the higher level of CRP, the more inflammation you have in your body. Now, high levels of CRP have been associated with everything from increased risk of heart disease and cancer to more severe infections with COVID-19. How much should you take? About 1,000 milligrams of tart cherry extract once or twice daily. I am taking tart cherry just as a preventative, 500 milligram capsules. So to get 1,000 milligrams, I take 2 capsules 2 or 3 times daily as an anti-inflammatory natural component. All right, my friends. We have to wrap it up here. The time has really gone by really fast. I sure hate to go out of the studio with just an hour of time, but it has come to that point. So start using some of these natural approaches rather than drugs. Save your life. Don't experience side effects. And with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great country.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy